Thank you, Gary, and good morning. For the third consecutive year, the state legislature passed a budget by the mandated June 15th deadline, and now the bill heads to the governor's desk for his signature. The governor has until June 30th to sign the budget bill into law. State Senate Leader Daryl Steinberg said the budget bill is a step forward for California.
3 million Californians who don't have dental care now will get dental care. Thousands of people with serious mental illness will get the help they need. We invested $250 million in career technical education. Middle-class students are going to get scholarships. We helped the working poor get a little bit of a boost. We reformed in a historic fashion the way we fund public education. I think the state's on a bit of a roll here, and we're going to continue it.
Over the weekend, the legislature continued its work with trailer bills and amendments to the budget plan, which is expected to get the governor's approval. On Sunday morning, Fortuna police officers were dispatched to the 400 block of 11th Street on a report of a family dispute involving 40-year-old Sheila Ayub and her daughter. After responding to the incident, officers were able to get both parties to resolve the dispute, but a follow-up investigation led to the confiscation of processed marijuana and resulted in Ayub's arrest. A search of the residence conducted after an officer saw Ayub with bags of marijuana turned up 8 pounds of processed bud, $14,000 in cash, 10 pounds of untrimmed marijuana plants, and materials consistent with packaging and the sale of marijuana. Ayub was booked on several charges, including possession and possession for sale. And sheriff's detectives continue to investigate an attempted murder incident at a residence in Dinsmore last week. One of the two victims, a 27-year-old female, is still in critical but stable condition at an out-of-area hospital. At least two suspects were involved in the crime, and they wore dark clothing and covered their faces during the attack. More attackers are suspected of taking part, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. One of the issues facing Humboldt County is the high cost of air travel. Prices for airline tickets to and from the recently named California Redwood Coast Humboldt County Airport are expensive. Because it is so expensive to fly in and out of Humboldt County, the business climate suffers, and Redwood Capital Bank CEO John Dalby explains.
I mean, I know of people that want to live here, but because their occupations require travel, they can't be here. So, you know, you're seeing an exodus of certain types of jobs in industry because there's a lot of travel required in what they do.
On the positive side, according to Dalby's sources, the airport is in talks to acquire connections to new destinations.
But we do have some airlines that are talking about adding some connections for us. Los Angeles, San Diego, Seattle, Portland, Denver, and Las Vegas.
For more information, contact the County Public Works Department. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
All right, move him out.
What's up, Sarge?
Gotta leave here. See that sticker?
No, I'm blind.
Me too. But Queenie told me it says Humboldt Termite and Pest Control.
So?
Being termites, we can't stay. Matter of fact, most of us won't make it out of here.
It's tough being a termite.
It sure is, mate. Even harder with Humboldt Termite and Pest Control on the job.
I wish I worked for them.
Right. Let's go, mates. Keep it moving.
Call Humboldt Termite and Pest Control today. 442-4334.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time for our community news. Stephen Walker has more.
In this month's Our Community News, we've turned the focus to recreation along the North Coast and in Southern Oregon, particularly recreation along local waterways. For those who are interested in beautiful bodies of water, one of the more popular destinations is the Rogue River in southwestern Oregon. It flows for about 215 miles from the Cascade Range to the Pacific Ocean at Gold Beach. The Rogue River is home to the largest wild fish population of any of Oregon's coastal rivers, and the Coal River's hatchery is one of the biggest production programs in the state. It is a popular spot for scientific research, but also for people who simply wish to enjoy its natural splendor. The river is a fisherman's paradise, as it is famous for its Chinook salmon and steelhead. Remember that there are new regulations in place for Chinook salmon fishing up until July 31st. The area from the hatchery's fish ladder entrance to the Highway 62 bridge is closed to angling from 8 p.m. until an hour before sunrise. The original regulation closed off angling at 7 p.m. And that's our community news.
Thank you, Stephen. And that's the news on this Monday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.